This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The reorganization plan for SIU Carbondale is entering another phase this month. We thought we'd talk about that with SIUC Chancellor Carlo Montemagno. Dr. Montemagno, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
There's been a lot of conversation about your proposed reorganization, and I know you've told people that in November they'd see the next step, the revision to that. So where are we with this reorganization?
Well, this past week, you have just received, the department should have received, the initial documents that started the formal consultative process according to the collective bargaining agreement, which outlined the movement of programs and the merger of programs into schools. I'm very excited about the work that was done because this was truly a community enterprise. We had over 550 very thoughtful and constructive ideas of how to realign the programs and how to effect this transition. I tell you, I personally read all of them. We evaluated every single one of those proposals and we put it all together. And so this was this revision, which is considerably different than what I think we had to begin with, shows two things. It shows that that straw man truly was a straw man, and that the faculty and the community had a real voice in engaging the forming of the final output. And secondly, it marks, I think, an identification of SIU as being a leader in shared governance, of where the faculty and the community take true ownership in establishing the future trajectory of the institution.
I want to get to some of the things that may be involved here in just a moment, but one of the questions that I hear most often from people when they're looking at this is, how does this address what may be the largest problem facing the university, and that's the declining enrollment problem? How does this attract more students to SIU?
It does a number of things. One is it focuses our programs so that people from the outside can see all the great works of things that we do. The second is it breaks down barriers so we can put in great programs. Great programs attract excellent students who pay tuition. It also provides a platform for our faculty to excel in their research and to attract external funding. And finally, having great programs and great research attracts other funding, attracts donor funding, attracts industrial funding who want to be part of the upward trajectory of an institution.
There have been other criticisms about the fact that this reorganization proposal, which would eliminate the current colleges and gather things into a smaller number of schools, it would eliminate department chairs. They say there are some administrative tasks that need to be had, some identities that come with departments. Your answer to those criticisms?
Well, we're moving forward, and is there. Part of engaging in change is understanding that moving forward means sometimes you have to leave things behind which you've held dear, but you have to leave them behind because you need to progress. I think that the changes that we've occurred have addressed most of those concerns. There'll be those, of course, say our concerns weren't fully addressed. But more importantly, what this reorganization does is it realigns and concentrates resources. It allows us to do things with the resources that we have and perform at a much higher level, because people who are working in areas which are synergistically very similar would have been separated because of financial barriers and the administrative barriers the way universities are traditionally organized. By bringing them all together, we're able to concentrate those resources, and then the faculty can look forward and says, given this set of resources, how do we achieve the objectives to position our institution going into for the next 50 years?
So what then are the next steps? As you said, the campus community and the community as a whole will get an update later this week. What happens after that?
Well, what's going to happen is later this week I'm going to be releasing a video which will go in detail the strategy and outline for all the decisions that were made that has been morphed from version 1 to version 2. And then What I'm doing is I'm calling on individual faculty members to be leaders in and bringing together the communities for the schools. This is an unofficial capacity in which I want the faculty to begin a dialogue within their schools to start envisioning where they want to go and what they want to do, to start positioning themselves. And during this process of them envisioning themselves, I am sure I'm going to get other ideas, which is going to fine-tune this document so that in February, when we release the final version, that this intelligent, rational discussion about how we deal with some of the opportunities that present themselves will be addressed.
And of course, you can find this information at chancellor.siu.edu. Can anyone reach out to you in terms of their opinions on this, community members?
Actually, I encourage everyone. We had a number of comments from communities, a lot from alumni, a lot from some from business leaders. So please, everybody who has comments, I read every single one. I may not personally get back to you, but somebody on my team will get back to you, let you know that I've read it and looked at it. But please, if you have ideas, you have thoughts about how I can make it better, I'm all ears.
Chancellor Carlo Montemagno from SIU Carbondale, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great day, Jennifer.